Let's start with Congress as a whole, which, as we mentioned, in its final 2 weeks in session. How do you think this Congress is going to be remembered and judged by historians 5, 10, 15 years from now?
Well, I think you could look at it as success versus failure. Success in the U.S. House, led by Mike Johnson as Republicans. And that is the agenda that was supported by President Trump's victory and several Senate wins that brought us into the majority for the U.S. Senate. And then in contrast, under Chuck Schumer's failure to deliver what the American people wanted. I mean, it was constantly politicized, and it was out of touch with where the American people are, everything from the economy to border security. And so I think the people spoke up on November 5th, and that's why we're in the majority. They're giving us a chance. It's not in perpetuity, so we have to continue to earn it from the American people.
With Congress set to adjourn in just a couple of weeks, a couple of retirements in your body, Senator, as Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin said goodbye to the Senate last week, would like your perspective on their service in the Senate and how they're going to be remembered and ultimately replaced in your body.
Well, when it comes to Mitt Romney, look, I know he had his time with President Trump in opposition there, but you know, I've known him as somebody that I can talk with. He's thoughtful. I don't always agree with him, but I'm going to leave that up to the people of Utah. But when it comes to West Virginia, now I know a little more about it. My wife is from West Virginia. And look, he's tried to do good things where he could. I think he's a decent individual. And I think he's served the Appalachian region well, but increasingly gotten out of touch because of his party, which has drifted so far left. And I think he's lost his party, which is out of touch, but decent individual. But again, Jim Justice will be replacing him, and that's helped take us to the majority.
And South Dakota Senator John Thune elected as the next Senate Majority Leader, replacing Senator McConnell for the post. What do you make of the choice of Senator Thune to be the next leader, the Majority Leader?
Well, we had three great options, and now that he's in place, I think he's going to really work to approve Trump's nominees, secure our border, keep tax cuts, confirm judges. And if you look at the schedule, which is public, anybody can look it up, we're here for basically 100 days straight, and rightfully so, to do the work of what the American people sent us here to do. And so we're going to go through holidays. We're going to do whatever we need to do to make sure that we get this agenda in place.
Yeah, you mentioned, Senator, the nominations from President-elect Trump. Do you think most of those are going to get confirmed by the Senate?
Yeah, I really do. I think Matt Gaetz has come and gone. I served with him in the U.S. House. Pete Hegseth, I think, is doing a great job of answering all the tough questions. I've met with him. I sit on the committee that I'll interview him on January 9th, and I really like his chances. No guarantees, but again, he has my full support, and he's answered all the tough questions in a very appropriate, thoughtful way.
Let me circle back to Senate leadership for a moment. This is going to be the end of the tenure from Senator McConnell as the leader of your party in the Senate. Can you speak to the work that he did as the party's leader?
Well, look at the Supreme Court. I think that's probably his landmark victory there. He's spent longer, I think, 17, 18 years as Republican leader. A lot of that is majority. He really brought us to into leadership in 2014. He's raised a lot of money. Now, it's more than that. Some people can disagree with some policies, but I look at the Supreme Court, look at the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and I think in that lens, he has been very successful.
Visiting with North Carolina Senator Ted Budd. Senator, there's still a few action items that need to be addressed before Congress adjourns. One of those, the National Defense Authorization Act. Is that going to get accomplished?
I believe it will. We've got a lot of wins for North Carolina, you know, just to your southeast there over in Goldsboro. Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, we helped protect the F-15s for several years to come. They are very relevant. They stepped up in April and helped defend our greatest ally in the Middle East, in Israel, against Iran. So those F-15s from our great state were over there defending our allies, and they're very relevant. So we protected them. We've helped put a halt to some of the woke agenda that's harming these children through transgender procedures. And I think we had some good wins in there, especially being protective of the taxpayer dollars.
This National Defense Authorization Act feels like something that probably should be pretty bipartisan. Do you get that sense as well?
I do, and most of it is. And we have to work across bicameral, so across over the House and the Senate, and bipartisan. It's a must-pass bill. We've taken out a lot of the bad ideas and the leftist agenda stuff and just made it about our defense. And that's what taxpayers are for. That's one of the core responsibilities of government. And I think it will pass it this week or next.
Senator, I want to change our focus toward Western North Carolina and the ongoing efforts there as Hurricane Helene continues to be impacted or impactful there. You had a chance to visit with President-elect J.D. Vance, who was in Western North Carolina on Friday. What did you take away from that visit with the Vice President-elect?
I did. He's become a great friend. You know, we ran together, him in Ohio, me in North Carolina here, and he is so smart and so present and so thoughtful. Like I saw him interact with those that had lost their father, their husband, from the Fairview Volunteer or Full-Time Fire Department, and he was so caring. And that's just really who he is. His wife Usha was there. Amy Kate was with me. He is a caring individual that loves our country. He loves Appalachia all the way from his parts of Ohio, Kentucky, down here to North Carolina. I think he's going to be great for our state and great for our country and a great support to President Trump. He really cares about the people of Western North Carolina.
Senator, the Vice President-elect said that when he and President-elect Trump take office, they're going to speed up the recovery efforts. What specifically can we look for from the new administration?
I would say funding and operating through groups like FEMA, which have been unfortunately politicized and misprioritized. And I think you make these organizations do what they are intended to do, which is provide emergency relief and financing for those in the most dire needs, which are our people here in Western North Carolina.
In this season of holiday spirit and giving, Senator, what's the biggest thing that we here in the Triangle can do for our folks in Western North Carolina?
Well, one of the great things I saw in the early days was chainsaws and supplies and workers going out to volunteer with organizations. But what I was so pleased to see was 70 days after it happened. And when I drove out there last week, they were still going out there. I passed trucks and cars and volunteers still going out there. So let's remember that this is a long-haul recovery effort. It's months and years, not weeks. So it's not behind us. Most of the work is still ahead of us. So go donate to, if you can't go, or do both. Donate and go with a group like Samaritan's Purse. And I would just say the local churches out there, Baptist on Missions, these are wonderful organizations which are first on the scene, and they really know what to do and how to help the local folks there. And so I would encourage people to give and volunteer their time.
Senators, I'll let you go. This is the holiday season. What's the favorite holiday tradition you have with your family?
We have something called not Christmas Eve, but Christmas Adam. That's my wife's maiden name, but we spend it on the 23rd together. We spend it with my family on the 24th, and then we drive to West Virginia and spend time with them. So a lot of time on the road, a lot of time as our kids get older, still spending time in the car together, and it's great to catch up on the past year and look to the year ahead. But spending time with family and a lot of good food and being able to help others is the most special thing we do this time of year.
North Carolina Senator Ted Butt. Senator, always appreciate your time. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Look forward to talking again in the new year.
God bless. Merry Christmas.